All right, picture a human spirit on driver assist, and we'll continue our study. Rebound, if you need to. In spite of a very doctrinally oriented prayer, Jacob turns right around and he contrives another plan. Here we'll do verses 13 through 21 as a block. So he spent the night there, then he selected from what he had with him a present for his brother Esau. Wow, consecutive, both are cow and perfect third match and singular verb, loon, L-U-N. There is the adverb sham, S-H-A-M. In the night, literally, preposition bet, followed with the definite article, and the common masculine singular noun absolute, layela, L-A-Y-E-L-A-H. The same night, definite article, followed with the pronoun, third masculine singular, who, H-U. Then he selected, is wow consecutive, followed with our verb, cow, and perfect third masculine singular, lakach, L-A-Q-A-C-H, literally to take, and selected from what he had with him. You have the preposition men, followed with a definite article, and the cow participle, verb, masculine singular, absolute, bo, B-O, literally from those coming by his hand in the Hebrew, had him with preposition bet, followed then by the common feminine singular noun constructed third masculine singular suffix yod, a word for hand, Y-A-D, from those coming by his hand, hence those having he had with him. Then you have our word for present. Here is the common feminine singular noun absolute, Minica, Minica, M-I-N-E-C-H-A-H. It means an offering or a present. We saw it back in chapter 4, verses 3, 4, and 5 there, in regards to Cain and Abel's offerings. This presence for his brother Esau. He had the preposition lamed, proper noun, Esau, our noun for brother, common masculine singular, struct, third masculine singular suffix, ach, A-C-H. Then we have a listing of what he set aside for this present, this offering. Verse 14, 200 female goats and 20 male goats. You have first our noun for goats, female goats, is a common feminine plural absolute etz, E-T-Z. Then our number 200 is the adjective feminine dual absolute mea, M-E-A-H. Mea means 100. Here in the dual, obviously 200. And then 20 male goats, vowel conjunction. Then our noun for male goats is the common masculine plural absolute Taish, T-A-Y-I-S-H, Taish. And then our number 20 is the adjective, both plural absolute, Eserim, E-S-E-R-I-Y-M. And then 200 ewes and 20 rams are now ewes, common feminine plural absolute, Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, 200, again our adjective ne'a in the dual, feminine dual, and wow conjunction, then our noun for rams, common masculine plural absolute, ayil, A-Y-I-L, and then follow with the adjective for number 20, again, esarim. Verse 15, 30 milking camels and their colts. First, you have our noun for camels, common, both plural absolute, gamal, G-A-M-A-L. These camels are the ones nursing, hence milking camels. You have the hifil participle, feminine plural absolute, yanak, Y-A-N-A-Q. Those nursing, the ones nursing. And their colts, while conjunction, follow the common masculine plural noun construct. The third masculine plural suffix, or word for sons, literally, in the animal world, be colts for the camels, ben, B-E-N, their male offspring. And then we have 30 of these. That's your adjective, both plural, absolute. Shaloshim, Shaloshim, S-H-E-L-O-S-H-I-Y-M. Then 40 cows and 10 bulls. First are noun for cows or heifers, common feminine plural absolute, parah, P-A-R-A-H. 40 of these, adjective, both plural absolute, number 40, Arabaim, A-R-E-B-B-A-I-Y-M. And 10 bulls, while conjunction, are noun for bulls, is common masculine plural absolute, par, P-A-R, para, the feminine, par, bulls. Then our number 10, adjective feminine singer, asara, A-S-A-R-A-H. And 20 female donkeys and 10 male donkeys. Noun for donkeys is common feminine plural absolute, athon, A-T-H-O-N, she asses or female donkeys. Number 20, esarim, again, adjective both plural, absolute, vowel conjunction, and then 10 male asses or 10 male donkeys. The common masculine and plural absolute for donkeys is ayir, A-Y-I-R. And then our adjective asara, asara, 10, again, repeated. Verse 16. And he delivered them into the hands of his servants. Every drove by itself said to his servants. While consecutive, our verb translated delivered is the cow and perfect third masculine singer, Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, literally to give. He gave or delivered into the hand is the preposition bet, followed with the common feminine singer noun, construct, again, our word yad, Y-A-D. Servants is a common masculine plural, construct the third masculine singer's suffix, his servants, abed, E-B-E-D, in the hand of his servants. Every drove by itself. What you have here is the common masculine singular noun absolute, eder, E-D-E-R, herd or a drove. Follow with the same word, common masculine singular absolute, eder. Then you had the preposition lamed, with the common masculine singular noun construct, third masculine singular suffix, bod, B-A-D, in part or by itself, alone, a herd, in the Hebrew, a herd for it alone, a herd in part, hence every drove, by itself. Then while consecutive, follow with the cow, imperfect third masculine singer, and he said, or and said, Amar, A-M-A-R, to his servants, our preposition L, E-L, plus our noun, aved, again, common masculine plural, construct, third masculine singer suffix, E-B-E-D. Pass on before me and put a space between droves. He had the cow imperative, masculine plural, the command instructions here, abar, A-B-A-R, to pass by or pass on. Before me is your preposition lamed, plus the common masculine plural construct noun with the first common singular suffix. Our word for face, presence, is the idea, P-A-N-E-H, before me. While conjunction, and then our noun for space or interval is the common masculine singular absolute, rewach, R-E-W-A-C-H. And a space or interval, literally, you will put or place. You have the cow in perfect second masculine plural verb, seem, S-I-Y-M. Between droves, you have the preposition bayin, B-A-Y-I-N, followed with the noun again, eder, E-D-E-R, herd or drove, and while conjunction in the Hebrew, between a herd. So between a herd and between a herd is the Hebrew. Awkward, but in English, between droves, preposition by and followed with eder repeated. Verse 17. And he commanded the one in front, saying, commanded, he charged, instructed, as it may be translated, while consecutive, followed with a PL and perfect third masculine singular verb, tasawa, T-S-A-W-A-H. The one in front is the, yeah, first the sign of direct object, followed with the definite article and the adjective masculine singular absolute, rishon, the head, R-I-S-H-O-N, the first or the lead, the one in the lead, one in front. Saying is the preposition lamed with the cal infinitive construct of amar, A-M-A-R. When my brother Esau meets you and asks you, saying, you had a conjunction key, K-I-Y, translated when here. Then our verb to meet is a cow and perfect third masculine singular with a second masculine singular suffix, phagash, phagash, P-H-A-G-A-S-H. When he meets you, that being Esau, proper noun, identified as my brother, common masculine singular instruct again with the first common singular suffix, ach, A-C-H, word for brother. And while consecutive, and then ask is your cal perfect third masculine singular verb with the second masculine singular suffix, sha'al, S-H-A-A-L, to inquire, will inquire of you or ask you. Saying again is your construction preposition lama with the cal infinitive of amar, A-M-A-R. To whom do you belong? Three questions. Where are you going? And to whom do these animals in front of you belong? To whom is your interrogative pronoun me, M-I-Y. Then you have the pronoun, second masculine singular pronoun, atah, A-T-T-A-H. To whom or for whom are you yourself, literally? Then while conjunction and where is the where is the interrogative pronoun on, A-N. Are you going? Literally, are you walking? Cow, imperfect, second masculine singular. Our verb halak, H-A-L-A-K. And then to whom, repeated while conjunction, preposition lamed, with the interrogative pronoun me. Do these animals in front of you belong? Animals in view here, provided in English. You have the adjective, both plural, Ella, these, E-L-L-E-H. To whom do these before you belong? You have the preposition Lamed, a common both plural, followed with a common both plural, construct, second masculine singular suffix, again, our noun for face, P-A-N-E-H, presence. And to whom these before you in the Hebrew. Then their response is to be verse 18, then you shall say, these belong to your servant Jacob. It is a present sent to my lord Esau, and behold, he also is behind us. Wow, consecutive. Follow with our verb to say, again, amar, A-M-A-R, cal perfect circumflex, masculine singular. Then, belong to your servant Jacob. Just simply to your servant Jacob. To Jacob is the Hebrew preposition lamed, followed with our noun for a servant with the second masculine singular suffix, again, eved, E-B-E-D, followed with the preposition lamed, repeated, the proper noun Jacob. A present or an offering. You have your common feminine singular noun, our word again, Meneka, M-I-N-E-C-H-A-H. An offering is it. You have the pronoun, third feminine singular, he, H-I-Y, it. Having been sent, literally, is a cow, passive participle, feminine singular, absolute, shalach, S-H-A-L-A-C-H. For my lord, or to my lord, Esau, preposition lamed, followed with the common masculine singular construct, first common singular suffix, a word for lord, Adon, A-D-O-N. Preposition lamed, proper noun, Esau. And behold, wow, conjunction, interjectory particle, henna, H-I-N-N-E-H. Behold, see, he also is behind us. He had a conjunction gam, G-A-M, also. He himself, literally, emphasis, pronoun, third masculine singular, who is he in the Hebrew. After or behind us is the adverb with the first common plural suffix, akere, A-C-H-E-R-E-Y. Then he commanded also the second and the third and all those who follow the droves, saying, commanded, again, wow, consecutive, our verb in the PL, tesawa, imperfect third masculine singular, commanded, charged, also our conjunction gam, repeated, sign of the direct object, then, the phrase, the second, is the definite article with the adjective, masculine singular, absolute, sheni, S-H-E-N-I-Y. Conjunction gam also, again, repeated, sign of direct object. Then the third is the definite article with the adjective, masculine singular, absolute, shelishi, shelishi, S-H-E-L-I-Y, S-H. I Y, Shalishi. The second, and also the third, also conjunction gam, sign of direct object, and then all those who follow the droves. You had the definite article, or first you had the common masculine singular construct noun kol, all, K O L. Followed with the definite article and the cal participle, masculine plural, or verb to walk, halak, the ones following, H-A-L-A, L-A-K. afterwards or behind, adverb acharei again, A-C-H-A-R-E-Y. Then definite article and our noun for servants, common masculine plural absolute adverb. Also all the ones following after or behind the herds, or not servants, but herd or droves. Get my words mixed up. Saying is your preposition lama, again with the infinitive form of the cow verb amar, A-M-A-R. After this manner you shall speak to Esau when you find him. You have the preposition kaf after, then the definite article, common masculine singular absolute, a word for manner or word or thing, dabar, ha, dabar, D-A-B-A-R. This manner, this example I'm giving you, definite article, adjective, masculine singular, se, or ze, this one. You shall speak. Here we see our word dabar repeated with the other form of translation to speak. PL imperfect, second masculine plural, in the verb form, dabar, D-A-B-A-R. To Esau, preposition L, proper noun. When you find him, it's preposition bet, with the cal infinity verb construct, second masculine plural, suffix matsa, M-A-T-S-A. When you all find, literally, him is your sign of direct object with the third masculine singular suffix F, E-T-H. Verse 20, and you shall say, behold, your servant Jacob also is behind us. And you shall say, wow, consecutive, our verb to say again, amar, cal perfect, second masculine plural. Also, conjunction gom, behold, our interjectory particle henna, repeated. Your servant is eved, the common masculine singular noun construct here with the second masculine singular suffix. Jacob, proper noun. Behind us, again, our adverb akare, all these words we've seen already. For he said, and this is him speaking to himself now, and giving us the cause of instructions, behind the instructions. For he said is the conjunction key of K-I-Y plus our verb amar, A-M-A-R. Cal perfect third masculine singular. I will appease him with the present that goes before me. Our phrase, I will appease, is the PL imperfect first common singular verb kafar. K-A-P-H-A-R. Literally means to cover. I will make reconciliation, translated make atonement, appease hence. Him is literally before his presence, common both plural construct of the third masculine singular suffix, paneh. P-A-N-E-H, before his face, with the present, preposition bet, definite article, our noun, minika, again repeated, M-I-N-E-C-H-A-H, common feminine singular absolute, that goes before me, definite article, with the participle form of halak, cal, feminine singular absolute, walk, before me, again, our construction preposition lamed, followed with the common masculine plural construct, first common singular suffix, paneh, face. Then afterward, I will see his face. Perhaps he will accept me. Then afterwards, or and after, while conjunction, adverb akare. Then you have the adverb ken, thus, K-E-N. I will see his face. I will see is your cow perfect first common singer, ra'ah, R-A-A-H. Paneah, his face, common both plural, constructive third masculine singular suffix here. Perhaps is the adverb "ulay," W-U-L-A-Y. He will accept is your cow in perfect third masculine singular, our verb literally to lift, nasa, N-A-S-A. My presence, again, paneh, face, common masculine plural construct. Verse 21, so the present passed on before him while he himself spent that night in the camp. While consecutive, our verb to pass by or pass over, cow in perfect third masculine singular, evar, E-B-A-R. The present, manika, with the definite article here, common feminine singular absolute. Before him, preposition all, A-L, followed with our noun for face, with the third masculine singular suffix, paneh. Then you have upon or beyond his presence is the idea there. And he himself, or while he himself, while conjunction, the pronoun who, H-U. Lodged is your cow perfect third masculine singular, loon, L-U-N. In the night, spent the night, preposition bet, definite article, or noun for night, common masculine singular absolute, la yela, L-A-Y-E-L-A-H. The same night, literally, definite article, pronoun who, again repeated, H-U, as is a third masculine singular. Its antecedent is masculine. In the camp, preposition bet, definite article, then our word for camp again, as we've seen, common both singular absolute, makana, M-A-C-H-A-N-E-H. All right? I took care of that class. We'll prepare for Tuesday evening. We'll pick it up there as our day to observe the Lord's table, so we'll let everybody get in their place. The Eucharist is a ritual that is instituted by Jesus Christ at the Last Supper on the evening of his betrayal, the evening for the day of his crucifixion. The ritual itself means thanksgiving. What we are to be thankful for is what the ritual symbolizes in regards to its elements and actions. Rituals are not efficacious in a church age, or any age actually. It is only symbolic, and it's designed to teach doctrine and represent doctrine in that capacity. The ritual is to be done on a repetitive basis. He told his disciples to keep on doing this in remembrance of me. The qualification necessary to observe this ritual is first and foremost that one is a believer. Otherwise, it is a ritual without reality. Another even though not an absolute requirement, an admonition that is given to us in regards to believers observing the ritual, is to make sure that we have isolated the sin nature. Paul had to deal with the situation, the church of Corinth, as many were involved in observing this ritual out of fellowship, engaged in other types of reversionism in their own lives, and they faced severe divine discipline, double discipline, if you will, and even the sin and the death, depending upon the gravity of their sin, while otherwise saying they're representing the plan of God and salvation in regards to their life. He says, if you judge yourselves, you yourself will not be judged. This points to the importance of rebound, the existence of the sin of life as it is otherwise in regards to the believer, and the necessity to isolate it, recognizing that the ritual itself is designed to extend beyond simply phase one realities of Jesus Christ and his work on the cross, but also the phase two aspect of it, and that is the victory over the SCA in time as well as eternity. The elements that are associated with it is the bread and the cup. And the actions that are associated with the two elements is eating and drinking. The bread and cup represent the person of Jesus Christ, his work on the cross. Eating and drinking represents the believer's act of faith in regards to his person and work on the cross with respect to their own salvation in time as well as eternity. It's our custom for all to retain the bread until we've all been served. The bread is symbolic of the person of Jesus Christ, with emphasis on his humanity, possessing a human body. He is literally God in the flesh, God the Son, who condescended to come into union with the humanity of the person of Jesus Christ. It is in this capacity that he served God with respect to providing salvation for the entire world. Two unique features associated with this bread is, first and foremost, it is unleavened. This recognizes that the humanity of Jesus Christ was perfectly sinless in regards to his own nature, just as his deity obviously was at all times. That his humanity was minus the sin nature was the avenue, the path that God could take to unite with him in this supernatural but yet real fashion of unity, of union, becoming one person in this respect. He maintained that sinless nature by avoiding personal sin throughout the entirety of his ministry. That the bread is broken recognizes he took his humanity, his body, in this sinless state, and that is what he sacrificed in regards to providing to God for the act of judgment that otherwise was to come upon the world because of their sin in the life and possessing the sin nature. It was broken, recognizing that the 3 hours, 3 hours out of the six that he was on the cross, God was imputing in his body, literally, all the sins of mankind and judging them in his body. And in this fashion, then he took on the act of judgment, the wrath of God, otherwise with respect to the punishment that everybody else so deserves in regards to their sin in the life. And on the same night that he was betrayed, he broke the bread. And having given thanks, he said, "This is my body which is given for you. Take, eat, and remember it of me." Father, again, we thank you for our so great salvation. We thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for his person, his work on the cross. We ask you to continue to bless us in our contemplation and concentration upon his person and work as we continue with the ritual. In Jesus' name, amen. It's further our custom to retain the cup until all have been served. While the red symbolizes the physical ramifications of judgment in Christ's body, the cup symbolizes the spiritual ramifications. The grape juice is symbolically referred to the vine, grape vine, often to wrath, denoting that the spiritual ramifications are tied directly into the judgment in his body. It's also represented, the grapes are grape juice, in regards to symbolizing blood. Blood itself is symbolic. It's symbolic in regards to Jesus Christ's spiritual life, his spiritual plus R, that is his human spirit, which gives him life in that respect. Jesus Christ died two deaths when he was on the cross. He died spiritually, as he cried out, "My Father, why have you forsaken me?" And then he died physically. He died physically after his spiritual death was completed and his human spirit was returned back to him when he cried out, "It is finished." What is finished? Sin bearing. Jesus Christ literally gave up his human spirit. And this is payment, if you will, of plus R due God on behalf of mankind to deliver them from the slave market we find ourselves in because of the actions of our corporate parents, of which none of us would have done any better if we had been in their shoes. It is in this way that salvation has been provided for us. And likewise, after they had eaten, he took the cup, and having given thanks, said, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is a new covenant in my blood. Drink from it, all of you. Again, Father, we thank you for what Christ's work has provided for us in regards to our own lives and serving you. We ask you to bless us to avail ourselves, to continue on with Paul's volition, to pursue fellowship with you, utilizing the plus R that has been made available to us through our own human spirit, through our so great salvation, and isolation and STA in this vein. We ask you to bring us back from this Bible class safe and sound. In Jesus' name, amen.
Final hymn is number 34. Greater grace than our sins.